And of course, the conversion movement continued even after Ambedkar's death. And it's very encouraging, of course, to see that on this very day, as we're sitting here, more conversion movements are going on in India. And as Paramabandhu mentioned, perhaps as many as 2 million more Buddhists will be joining the Sangha in the widest sense of the term, on this day. And subsequently, I spent quite a lot of time during the 50s and the early 60s going from Kalimpong, from down to Calcutta, and then Nagpur, giving lectures there, Pune, giving lectures there, admitting more people into the Buddhist fold, going to Gujarat, going to Ajmer, Delhi, Pune, all sorts of places. And I got to know Dr. Ambedkar's followers very well, and I think they got to know me. And I could feel the depths of their appreciation of Ambedkar. They really saw him as their deliverer, almost as their saviour, who delivered them from the cruelty and oppression of the caste system. It wasn't, of course, that Hindus ceased to treat them badly. They're still treated badly, but the people who'd converted, the new Buddhists, they felt different. Several times I asked them, quite ordinary people, and don't forget most of them were illiterate, I asked them, now that you're Buddhist, how do you feel? What difference has it made? And they would invariably say, now we are Buddhist, we feel free. In a sense, they weren't. It didn't necessarily mean that they had better jobs or anything of that sort, or they were treated better by the caste Hindus, but they felt free. They felt that they are Buddhists. They are independent of the Hindus, and they have the Dharma to practice and the Sangha to develop among themselves and with other Buddhists. So that's the great difference that Ambedkar made to their lives. And in the course of the last 50 years, yes, many of the former untouchables, the Dalits, have improved in their economic and social position. Many of them are much better off. Though in the villages and the small towns, the caste system continues to be rife, and many of them are still badly treated by the caste Hindus, still badly discriminated against. So I remember all this today, when we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of that great mass conversion.